I'm reporting in from our little camp at 10,200 feet. Woody, Martin, and I have a good little home here. Yesterday, very cold temperatures, negative 35 Fahrenheit. But we're in a bit of a sandwich here. There's worse weather below and worse weather above. The night before, Margo had reported to me by VHF radio that she was in 20 knot winds, negative 20 temperatures with blowing snow, no visibility. And yesterday morning, after we got a start in that cold weather, Woody Martin and I walked around the corner and carried the load up to the base of that big head wall that will lead us to high camp. We found extremely cold temperatures around the corner. 14 started up, and actually we all decided to come back down. Woody found out how important the balaclava is, that hat that comes down and becomes a face mask in the cold winds up high. But we had a very successful carry up there, and we found out what the weather's going to be about like as we move higher on the mountain. Today we're assessing whether the cloud cap above will allow us to continue or whether we'll just stay here at our little home at 10,200 feet. We enjoyed climbing yesterday with Jamie Clark, our buddy from Alberta, and his partner Will Travis. Will's known as down here is the guy that wears the bigger down suit than even I do. He has a huge yellow down suit that dwarfs the big red down suit that I wear. It's the biggest down suit on the mountain, so Will's looking happy down here in Antarctica. Everything's great with Woody Martin. Woody Martin and I will continue to report in on our decisions about moving up and the conditions here in Antarctica. Things are fine at 10,200 feet.